This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Without further ado, I'm going to toss this over to Jack, and we're going to launch it off, and he'll transition in after we hear the report from Rob Van Rapport. So, Rob, what do you have for the MBA Mortgage Minute? Take it away, Rob.
Hi, I'm Rob Van Rapport. Welcome to the Mortgage Minute and the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, FHFA announced that the Housing Trust Fund and Capital Magnet Fund will receive $1.138 billion in total from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac for affordable housing initiatives. These funds are used for a variety of affordable housing activities, most notably property acquisition and improvement, as well as new construction. The funds are an approximately $45 million increase over the amounts the GSEs contributed to these programs in 2021. And be sure to register for MBA's Technology Solutions Conference and Expo happening April 11th through the 14th in Las Vegas, Nevada. To register, go to mba.org/conferences. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for that update, Rob. Always good to hear movement in affordable housing and increase of funds to help support that critical initiative. A lot of great info in Rob's MBA Mortgage Minute.
Say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Mobility, MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Cooperative, SnapDoc, Success Kit, Lender Toolkit, PennyMac, Total Expert, and Forum Free. Have a great week, everybody. Forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.